Tier Tuesday, Jones and Keefe, are brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Slow start to some of these team reps for Drake May. Seems to be heating up. Touchdown throws to Steph Diggs and Kyle Williams, who looks like he's having a slightly better day out there today. More updates from day six, Patriots training camp, second straight day in pads. One update away from camp, though, Keith.
Okay, what do we got?
Jordan Schultz.
Ooh, he'll fight you in a Starbucks.
He absolutely will.
Yep.
All-pro cornerback Christian Gonzalez suffered a hamstring injury during Monday's practice that will sideline him for a bit, but I'm told it will not impact his week one availability. That's Jordan Schultz on Christian Gonzalez.
I guess, I mean, based on what we saw yesterday, that's as positive as you're going to get. Right, like, I don't think after slamming your helmet and getting off the field the way that he did, I don't think anybody expected him back really soon. And it's also be precautious with him. Give him all the time he needs. But if he's back week one, great.
So
we'll take it.
I agree with that.
Dodge the bullet there.
I want him out there week one, obviously. The one thing I would caution, again, if you're missing time with a soft tissue, those are the things that start to pop back up. But largely, I would say a positive report there from Jordan Schultz. All right, what are we tearing off today, Keith?
All right, in honor of Happy Gilmore 2 being released this past weekend on Netflix, we've decided this is going to be a daunting task. We're going to tear Adam Sandler movies.
Oh, boy. There's a lot of them.
Now, there's a ton of them, so I did take some out. So for you completionists, there's early work like Going Overboard and Coneheads and Mixed Nuts, which he's in all of those
films. Hey, where's Mixed Nuts, right. You guys?
People are going to lose their minds.
Okay. No
Mixed Nuts. It's a great Steve Martin film. But I removed those just so we can focus on the ones that he is like the star of.
Okay.
So that's what we're dealing with. I have right now 5 tiers.
Okay.
Top tier. You can consider me Miles Davis.
Consider me Miles Davis.
That's the top tier.
Yeah, because you're cool.
No
you're
Sandler
cool.
Movie better.
No,
okay.
That's like the GOAT tier is the Miles Davis.
Okay.
Next tier down, still very good movies. That's Quacktastic.
That's Quacktastic.
I drew the duck blue because I always wanted to see a blue duck. The third tier down, the middle tier, Sneaky Sneaky.
Sneaky Sneaky, sir.
Yeah, you're underestimating the sneakiness. That's a sneaky good one.
You underestimate John Turturro's sneakiness, yes.
Fourth tier down, second to the bottom, Chlorophyll, more like Borophyll.
More like Borophyll.
And not the worst.
No, but kind of boring.
But not,
well, more Borophyll.
Not our favorite. It's a bit Borophyll, yeah.
And then finally, the bottom tier for the Adam Sandler movies. As great as Sandler is, he does have some stinkers. And it will be the I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Good.
Right. 5 workable tiers, a lot of movies to get to. Billy Lanny will obviously chime in with a lot of these as well, because I'm guessing you haven't seen them all, Jones.
No.
Okay. Billy, why don't you throw them out there and let's get started.
All right. The first one is Airheads.
Now, I don't want to go crazy right off the rip. I feel like this is a Miles Davis tier. I feel like I love Airheads. I feel like it gets overlooked. Came out a long time ago. Used to air on Comedy Central 4 times a day.
I would say Quacktastic. I think we need to leave a little room at the top of
maybe
the tiers.
Maybe I'm doing too much. I did love
Billy. Billy was nodding when you said Miles Davis. I mean, I'm okay being outvoted.
Yeah, no. It's an amazing movie, but I will go with Quacktastic.
Yep. Okay.
Quacktastic.
Okay. Good start. Hot start.
And I assume that's what started his lifelong friendship with Steve Buscemi.
Probably.
I assume.
Yep.
Maybe they met each other prior to that, like on SNL or something. But since then, Buscemi's in like pretty much all these movies are about the name.
Okay.
Good one.
All right. Up next, Billy Madison.
Miles Davis.
Next.
It might even be the GOAT within the GOATs. There's going to be other ones on that tier.
If I had to rank within a tier,
which I know you like to do,
I think it would be
the best.
Number one with a bullet. Yes.
Yep. Happy Gilmore.
Miles Davis.
These are easy.
100% deserves to be up there. Yeah, this is easy work.
Okay.
Bulletproof.
Bulletproof, I like a lot. Bulletproof is
I'm going to need
Wayans.
To tag Billy in on this.
So it's Sandler and Wayans.
Okay. Damon Wayans.
And it's like Sandler's like a convict. Wayans is a cop, and he's like transporting him. A lot of comedy ensues.
James Caan
is in this one.
Okay.
Also does get a little bit overlooked. It's not like – it's not as Sandler-y a Sandler movie, but it also isn't like, you know, Uncut Gems either. Like, it's clearly a comedy.
Sneaky, sneaky?
I think it's – either Sneaky Sneaky or Quacktastic, Bill. What do you think?
I'm going Quacktastic.
Okay.
Wow.
I like it a lot.
That's
I
gotta get Quacktastic.
This. You gotta get this in the queue.
Yep. One of my aliases for years was his name Rock Keats.
What's good about that? That's a quick movie. That might be under 90 minutes.
It might be.
Oh, great.
There's some action in it there at the end. But yeah, if you guys haven't seen Bulletproof, check that one out.
Okay.
The Wedding Singer.
So,
Wedding Singer's good.
I would Miles Davis it, but if we're going to quacktastic, that's fine. But
no.
it's up there.
Miles Davis.
Miles Davis. Wedding Singer's really good.
Julia.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Consider me Miles Davis.
Miles Davis.
He has a lot of good catchy songs in
he
there.
He does.
Buscemi's also excellent in this movie.
Oof, I like her. the boy George looked like it's singing.
Yeah. The best man, the better man. Yeah.
Self-taught, no lessons. Thank you very much. Pop. The Water Boy.
I would go quack. Do you remember Fantastic. The time that Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime of the Bourbon Bowl and the Mud Dogs won it? Yeah, I would say Quacktastic.
Quacktastic.
Well. It's good. It's not memorable.
It's not top tier, but it's good.
It is good.
Yeah.
That's right. Quacktastic.
Wow, we got some loaded top tiers early in his career.
Well,
we'll get in there.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Trust me. We'll
balance
the rest.
Okay.
Big Daddy.
So I would go Miles Davis on Big Daddy. I love Big Daddy.
Oh, you like Big Daddy that much?
Yes.
See, I think it is not as good as those top three.
Okay.
People do like it.
Quacktastic,
Bill? I think it's Quacktastic, Bill, but I'm not going to slug you in the gut if you say Miles Davis.
Yeah, no, I'm going Quacktastic.
Quacktastic.
Okay. That's okay. Quacktastic.
Okay, I'm a little, I overrated Big Daddy.
You outvoted a little bit.
Okay, that's fine. Right. Quacktastic. Strong.
Little Nicky.
Maybe Sneaky.
No.
Borophil.
And honestly, it could be lower key.
More like Borophil.
Let's.
It is a slightly obnoxious.
I thought Little Nicky was going to be like the end of my fandom.
Yeah.
The beginning of the end.
Well, it's
of
the
my
first.
Fandom.
I mean, when you look at it timeline wise, and I haven't seen Bulletproof, but when you look at it, it is the first one where you're like, "What's he doing here?"
Yeah, a little bit.
Borophil.
Kind of. Maybe they were like, "You're doing so well.
Yeah.
Like you can do anything." He's like, "Oh yeah? Watch me do this voice for a whole movie."
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Punch Drunk Love.
All right.
Refresh my memory. Which one's this? I feel like I have seen this.
Yeah, you probably have. This is the first of the
serious roles.
Serious ones.
But what was the? Give me
this. This is a Paul Thomas Anderson movie with Emily Watson, Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's a bachelor who owns a company that markets themed toilet plungers and other novelty items.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not ringing much of a bell.
No, I agree.
No points.
It's not really for me. I don't really like this one.
Okay, well, let's...
It's a rom-com, so...
Let's no points it.
You want to go on the bottom, Punch Drunk Love?
Yeah.
Or do you want to go Borophil?
Can we go lower?
I would go lower.
Because
for me, it was saw it once, had no urgency to see it a second time.
Yep, no points.
That's fine, no points.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, dry spell.
Yep,
dry spell.
There we go.
Yep.
Mr. Deeds.
Sneaky. Mr. Deeds is great.
It probably should be Sneaky.
Or is it Quacktastic? Mr. Deeds has some funny moments in there.
Yeah. Winchester, Tunfieldville.
Oh, and just Winona Ryder alone.
Yeah.
He's up in a Quacktastic.
Nope.
How about Crazy Eyes? Oh, Crazy Eyes. He's feeding him pee. He likes a weird pizza. Steve Buscemi lives in that shack. And it takes place in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's true.
It takes place in New Hampshire.
That's why you like it. Okay, yes. let's get it. I say Sneaky, Bill. Where would you put this?
Sneaky.
You guys are killing me.
No, the New Hampshire. We just figured out why he wanted to put it up with you. It's New Hampshire.
It's one of the great New Hampshire movies of all time.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's starring one of the great New Hampshire celebrities of all time.
Yep, sure.
8 Crazy Nights.
Maybe Sneaky. You look lower?
Well, sneaky. Let's go sneaky.
I'm fine with sneaky.
I think this is an animated one.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Was that his first foray into animation?
Yes.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess
it was.
Yes.
Anger Management.
Oh, no points. This is one of the big letdowns. I remember seeing this in the theater, him and Jack Nicholson, and I just did not care. I didn't think it was funny. I thought it was a swing and a miss.
Okay. No points.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
I was going to say Borophil, but you feel very strongly about it. Let's go. Let's go. No points.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did not like it.
50 First Dates.
I kind of like 50.
50 First Dates is pretty good.
I think so too.
Quacktastic?
I was going to say at least sneaky. I'll go Quacktastic on 50 First Dates.
Yeah.
I like 50 First Dates.
Yeah.
Good one.
That's Quacktastic.
Okay.
Spanglish.
You know what? I didn't hate this as much as some of the other serious ones. I think this is better than Punch Drunk Love and Anger Management, so I would say either Borophil or Sneaky.
Borophil feels right to me.
You want to go that?
Let's go Borophil.
A little Borophil.
Or Spanglish.
Borophil.
I don't hate all the man's serious roles, but yeah.
No, we'll get there.
That's
we'll
Borophil. Yeah,
the Longest Yard.
That feels like no points to me.
Yep.
Yeah. Now that's one I admittedly have not seen.
It's like an unnecessary remake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And he already has a better football movie. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't need this one.
Yeah, let's no points that one.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah.
Click.
Click?
Click gets ripped. People hate Click. I actually kind of like
Click. I also like Click. Okay, does it get ripped? I didn't realize that.
I think
that.
It does. I think it's reviewed pretty poorly.
I shed a tear watching
it's
Click.
Sad.
It's depressing.
I shed a tear.
It's literally a depressing
movie.
Oh, so
you're beyond, you shed a tear emotionally.
It's
you're
sad.
I thought you were making a Bed Bath & Beyond joke.
No.
It's Christopher
depressing.
Walken.
You literally question like every move you make in your life and how it impacts the people in your life.
Oh, it's intense.
It's way too
intense. This is like Sandler Has Kids movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he's like, I got to rethink everything in my life. I think it's
sneaky.
Yeah, it doesn't make it bad.
Just because it's sad
and depressing doesn't make it.
I think that's actually the perfect tier for it because it's kind of polarized. People kind of hate the movie, but we like it. Good.
Rain Over Me, sir.
All right, so Rain Over Me, I don't really remember. This is the one with Don Cheadle that he did. I want to say it came. I think it had to do with 9/11.
Okay, so I've not seen this one, so I may have to. You haven't seen it either. Wow,
it's another foray into the serious. Rain Over Me, buddy drama film with Don Cheadle, Jada Pinkett Smith, Liv Tyler, Donald Sutherland.
I mean, good cast.
Yeah.
I've not seen it.
It is a...
We're gonna need you to rate this, Keith. I mean, it feels like if only one of us have seen it and you don't really even remember
points.
It...
Let's
feels,
no points.
It feels like no points.
Let's no points. It bottom tier.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
I award you no points.
I didn't. Wow. I'm gonna tell you right now. I didn't hate it. That's Nick with a strong grade.
Want to go Borophil?
I would go at least Borophil. Yeah,
let's go Borophil.
Borophil.
Get it above the top one.
Okay.
More like Borophil.
Yep.
Right. You don't mess with the Zohan.
I also didn't hate this.
No points.
When he's doing all the kicks,
God have mercy
I didn't hate
soul.
It. Don't mess with the Zohan. Plus, what's her name's in it?
Who's what's her name?
Sloane.
Exactly. From Entourage, Emile Chikri or whatever her name is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, yeah.
That's at least something.
Yeah, new tears.
All right. No!
You want to go Borophil or Sneaky for Zohan?
Look, I would. I feel very similar about. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry as Don't Mess with the Zohan. I think they're fine for what they are. Let's put them on the same tier. Borophil.
Okay.
Yeah.
More good. Like Borophil.
Bedtime Stories.
I don't remember Bedtime
Didn't
Stories.
See it.
I put this on the list. This was...
That's a 0 point.
Who is in this one?
I don't even know.
Carrie Russell, Guy Pearce, fantasy comedy film. Let's put it in the bottom.
Yeah,
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're out. Yep.
All right, Funny People.
Oh, no points.
Yeah.
Funny People.
Really?
I thought it was a big disappointment to me. I was like, ironically enough, not funny. Yeah. Seth Rogen, kind of serious stand up comedian. Yeah. Well, it's Apatow. It's way too long.
So it could have ended 40 minutes.
I really didn't like it. I was disappointed in this.
Okay.
Here's a question for you about that movie. And I don't want to do a spoil. You know what? I don't even care.
Go ahead. No, spoil it. No, you can spoil it.
Who's 100 years old?
Let it rip.
Is it better if Sandler dies?
Oh, man.
Probably. Because it was already kind of going that direction. It was already kind of a sadder
movie. So then he like recovers from what he was dealing with, and then there's just literally like a whole other movie after that point.
Better movie if he just died.
I think it ends. I think it's a better movie if they end up killing him off.
Strong, but good take.
Which proves it's in the bottom.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah. Grown-ups.
I'm not the biggest Grown Ups fan. I'm happy that Sandler gets to shoot movies with his friends, and it looks like they're having fun, but I don't really laugh a lot.
Are these all set in New Hampshire?
I don't know.
I don't know if they're either that or like a high
It feels, I was going to say, it feels New Hampshire-y. What are we saying? I actually would say sneaky
Grown Ups, for me, I would say that's quacktastic.
Wow.
Oh, let's go sneaky.
Just a tiebreaker.
All right, let's go
sneaky then. Sir.
Just a lowly tiebreaker.
This is also one where you're reminded that if Chris Farley was in the film instead of Kevin James, it would be really amazing.
Now we're cooking. Yeah.
Just Go With It.
Is this one of the Drew Barrymore ones?
Just Go With It is Jennifer Aniston.
It's one of the Jennifer Aniston ones. I think this one's more Borophil.
Borophil.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
More like Borophil.
Didn't
see
it.
One that I don't see on here that's better than that is Blended.
It's on here.
Oh, it is on
there.
It's in order of release.
So, yeah, it's on there.
Because I always like look at those two because I think they came out fairly
pretty
around
close
the same
together.
Time.
Yep.
And I always put that above it. All right, we are at Jack and Jill.
I award you no points.
Yeah, I don't
no
like points. Jack Jill. Lanny likes it.
Lanny likes the female voice. You like the Jill voice?
I would sneaky it because Sandler's Jill voice just makes me laugh.
I do like Al Pacino.
There's no tie here.
Nope.
Al Pacino going for an Oscar in this, like he is going full tilt.
Right.
I would put it in the bottom. You go no points, Jones?
Okay. Well, no points, Jack and Jill. Yes.
That's my boy.
Okay, this is another one I've not seen. I'm starting to lose him
you
later.
Seen it?
No, Billy says it's great though.
Miles Davis.
I'm Miles Davis.
Dude, Miles Davis.
Yes. Miles Davis.
This was like,
oh wow.
This restored a lot of faith people had started to lose based on all the movies that we just did.
Okay.
We were like, all right, the days of Madison and Gilmore and Big Daddy, like those days are over. And then he shows up with this one, him and Sandberg.
So that's
rated
my
R.
That's my boy and Bulletproof.
Consider
I'm gonna have to
Miles Davis.
Okay, Miles Davis, great.
Hell yeah.
Hotel Transylvania.
All right, let's do all three of these together. Unless you guys want to separate
one, two,
them.
One, two, and three. I'm saying Quacktastic. I don't know about you over there.
I'm giving one a Quacktastic. I'll throw two and three onto Sneaky.
Sneaky right, Sneak. Let's go Sneaky Sneak.
I like that.
For the full franchise.
The trilogy.
I like
the trilogy
it.
All into Sneaky
that's good stuff.
And of course, he's famous. I had to tell this to Mac and Goo, but he's famously not in Hotel Transylvania 4.
4, yes. Yeah. So, yeah, leave that one out.
Yes.
Grown Ups 2.
Where do we have Grown Ups 1?
I was going to say, where's Grown Ups 1?
We had Sneaky, so that's going to be at least Borophil.
I'll
put it below it.
Fine.
One's definitely better than two.
And then Blended.
So that one might be more Sneaky, right, Bill? Or do you want to go Borophil?
I would put it just because. Where did we put the one we were talking about before? Where was the.
We put the just go with it, Borophil.
All right, so one above it is Blended.
All right, we'll do Blended.
Sneaky, sir.
Okay.
The Cobbler.
So I've only heard about this. The Mac and Goo Movie Club did a good breakdown of this movie.
Did they like it?
No, it's like the worst. It's one of the worst movies ever made.
Oh,
so the Cobbler would be in the box.
Sounds like no points to me.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
Correct.
Pixels.
I didn't really love Pixels, but I don't think it's in the bottom tier.
Borophil?
They have like a big cast and everything else. Yeah, I'll go Borophil for Pixels.
Borophil.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, then we got the two out of the way there. So we're on to Murder Mystery.
So this was sort of his like Netflix deal, and it's I love a murder mystery. I love a whodunit. It's him and Jennifer Aniston who have a good chemistry. I think this one's sneaky.
Okay.
I actually enjoyed it.
And that's for one and two? Sneaky?
Yeah. I think one and two.
Sneaky.
Murder
sneaky,
mystery. Sir.
One and two.
Yes.
All right, Uncut Gems.
So this is either Miles Davis or Quacktastic. It's the least rewatchable of all the Sandler movies, but it's really good. He should have been nominated for an Oscar.
I think we put it on Miles Davis.
Okay, let's put it in Miles Davis.
Miles Davis.
It's good, but it's a tough watch.
Hubie Halloween.
I award you no points. And may God have mercy on your soul.
I've not seen it, but it's unbelievable how often Keith references it.
I do reference it a lot. It's a lot of fun. It takes place in Salem. I think they even shot it in Salem. It's a lot of cameos. It was another Netflix like Halloween movie. I would argue one higher. I would argue Borophil.
Borophil.
Lanny, I would say
no points.
Okay.
Right. I don't know. I think this would be like the fourth. I've tried to watch it each Halloween for the last 3 years.
Oh, if you can't get through it, then all right.
And I've fallen asleep each time.
Bottom tier. Yeah. Billy's vote has to carry some weight.
Bottom tier.
No points.
All right. Hustle.
Dude, Hustle was good. Hustle was really good. The basketball movie. And a bunch of basketball players are in it.
Right.
Anthony Edwards plays the villain. I think this is Quacktastic.
Quacktastic.
Hustle was good. I was surprised how good Hustle was.
Okay, and then we have...
Two more.
Two more, I'm sorry.
We got Murder Mystery 2. We already lumped that in.
Did that one.
Spaceman.
Spaceman's no points. I watched this. This is serious.
I award you no points. And may God have mercy on your soul.
Either last year or the year before. Really tough, awful movie.
Okay.
And then finally we have Happy Gilmore 2.
Okay.
Sneaky, sir.
I've thought about watching it, which makes it sneaky.
I agree with that.
I would say, especially when you put them all together like this, right in the middle.
I like it.
Happy Gilmore, too.
Okay. Well, that is quite a catalog.
All right, Miles
from
Davis,
Adam Sandler.
Top tier, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Wedding Singer, That's My Boy, Uncut Gems.
Right.
Was that five?
Yes.
Top five. Perfect. Quacktastic, Airheads, Bulletproof, Waterboy, Big Daddy, 51st Dates, Hotel Transylvania 1, and Hustle.
Okay.
Sneaky, Mr. Deeds, 8 Crazy Nights, Click, Grown Ups, Hotel Transylvania 2 and 3, Blended, Murder Mystery 1 and 2, and Happy Gilmore 2.
Okay, I think that's 10 on that tier. Yep.
Chlorophyll, more like Borophil. Little Nicky, Spanglish, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, You Don't Mess With the Zohan, Just Go With It, Grown Ups 2, and Pixels.
Some say we might have been too nice on that tier. Yep.
Perhaps. And I award you no points, may God have mercy on your soul. Punch Drunk Love, Anger Management, The Longest Yard, Rain Over Me, Bedtime Stories, Funny People, Jack and Jill, The Cobbler, Hubie Halloween, and Space.
That's a loaded tier, is what that is. But yeah. I think we kind of look.
I think we always end up nailing it.
He's gonna go for it. Is what he's gonna do. Some big hits on there, some misses on there as well. But hey, that's comedy. So that is Tier Tuesday on Jones and Keefe. All, and I mean all. the Adam Sandler films tiered off. We will get you a key for Madness at 12:45. Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday a little after 1 o'clock. And we'll react to what we're seeing as the Patriots start to wind things down. Day 6, second batted practice here in Foxborough, rather. We'll give you our takeaways coming up next.